Let me ask
bread.
You about kale. What are the, who uses the word kale?
Well, it's used quite often down here.
I
don't know what the real meaning of kale is. I don't know whether it's a weed or a commodity. But you refer to somebody that's real wealthy, you say they've got plenty of kale. I don't know whether it's a luxury. Could be a luxury. And loot, berries, bread. Mazuma.
Mazuma.
You refer to somebody as having plenty of Mazuma.
Do you have any idea where that comes from?
No, I don't. I really don't.
That's interesting.
I imagine that's colloquial. I think that's probably for us down here. I guess that's all.
Yeah, that's a bunch. Okay, what do you call a place where people go to? They take something that's valuable to them and they leave it there and get money for it until they can come back and redeem it. What do you call
pawn shop?
And what do you call a the terms that people might have for wine, both, you know, when it's being used in polite society or when it's someone that, you know, is in...
Well, if it's an addict, it's a wino.
And what do you say he drinks what? Besides, he drinks wine, but what other names would you say he drinks for that stuff? Can you think of any colloquial or negative?
I should be able to. No, because down here, that's what we make that distinction. The such and such is a wino. The winos all stay in a certain spot. And these fires are usually caused by winos. But no, I don't know what we'd call wine unless it's just wine.
How about what they drink sometimes was not really fit for human consumption? Do you know of any?
Paregoric, and that's useful in small quantities. Peruna.
And what's that?
It's an old-fashioned tonic. It's a patent medicine. I used to visit my sister a long time ago, and she had a drugstore. She and her husband owned three drugstores. And those old farmers would come in there and buy Peruna and Ms. White's worm vermifuge. It's just, basically, it's alcohol. And I guess they overtake Geritol. I guess that's all.
Okay, that's good.
Most of the patent medicines of years ago are alcohol is the base. They put some kind of flavoring, maybe a sedative, but basically those things were alcohol.
So you could overindulge. What do you call the place or a section of town where all of the ne'er-do-wells hang out, the really down-and-out people?
Well, the north portion of the city that you come over with the Harbor Bridge, it connects Corporate downtown to the beach, is known as North Beach. And if you classify somebody as they live on North Beach, that's it. You fixed them right there. And it's so much so that the city council, I think, say a year or two ago, changed the title to Corpus Christi Beach. Because it just, and it's a beautiful spot. It's a shell beach and it's clean. And people were afraid to go out there and patronize these lovely hotels and courts because it was known as North Beach. If you came from North Beach, that was condemning enough.
Is there a general term that might be found in any city where...
I think so. Slums.